I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 102 plays more music while you work from home and listen on radio.com. We are the morning show that continues to cover Cleveland. And with some really important information, we have Sue McConnell, who is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau.
Sue, tell us about some of the scams that you found out there during this crisis we're going through.
We have found websites that are selling face masks that are ripping people off. If you're about to purchase something from a company online that you've never done business with before, you really need to be more vigilant now than ever that you research that company. You can go to bbb.org. You can look for reviews. And another good place to check is whois.com. You will see the registration information for that website, but you really need to be very careful about anybody selling anything that's in demand right now due to COVID-19.
And also, we realize that there are fake COVID-19 test scams out there as well.
Well, you know, there isn't any in-home test that you can purchase right now. So you want to be steering clear of any company that tells you that they have a test that you can take at home.
And what are the scams we need to look out for when it comes to getting our stimulus checks?
If you get a call or a text or an email claiming to be from some government agency, the IRS, the Department of Treasury, anything like that, claiming that you need to provide personal information to them, this is going to be a scam. The government is not reaching out to us as individuals in order to get these stimulus checks. That goes also for any kind of phone call or text or email you might get that appears to be your bank. If you get something like this, the best thing to do is not respond, but call your bank directly and see if they really have reached out to you for this information. A good place to find out what the frauds are that are happening right now is our Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker site, which is at bbb.org/scam-tracker. You can go on that site and look for scams that are happening not only across North America, but you can drill down and see what's being reported in our area. And we would also love it if you would report any scams that come to your attention.